This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We now emerge from the dark period of the first 9 days, the first 10 days of Av, and now we move into happier times, into the post-Tisha B'Av Zman, the time of Nechama, the time of Nachamu. Great to see everybody. Hope everybody had an easy fast. And today, Bruchim Abam to the Kol Agra de Perka. Tisha B'Av, I don't know, when I was a kid, Tisha B'Av, there was nothing to do, just fast and mourn and cry, and somehow Tisha B'Av has become the busiest day of the year. There's so many drushas and so many things to do. I say one of the reasons why Tisha B'Av and Pesach come out on the same day of the year is, first of all, Dayenu, enough Tisha B'Av already, enough. But we call say Dayenu, enough drushas already. How many drushas could we listen to? How many drushas could we give? How many movies do they want us to watch? I mean, there's no time in the day to watch all these things that they bombard us with. But in any event, now we have a nechama, we have a consolation, we don't have to do these things anymore. And it's very interesting, Parshas Va'eschanan is the parsha that we read right after Tisha B'Av, and the Kajna Tzamagid Avodas Yisrael, he teaches us that because on Tisha B'Av it is prohibited to learn Torah, and it says about Tisha B'Av, Heferu Torah Secha, so because we were not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, in the aftermath of Tisha B'Av, we need a new Kabbalah Satorah. We need to receive the Torah anew, we have to receive the Torah again, and therefore it is appropriate to read Va'eschanan and Kabbalah Satorah on Tisha B'Av. And I would like to humbly suggest another approach as to why Va'eschanan is the appropriate parsha to read in the aftermath of Tisha B'Av. In the Sefer Yosef Oimetz, by Rabbi Yosef Yusvahan, one of the Gedolei Ashkenaz, he brings that after the ninth day of Av pass and the tenth day pass, Yasiach HaAdam Daita Min HaKhorban. Divert your mind from the Khorban. V'yizkar L'Nechama, and remember the consolation. So after the ninth and the tenth pass, forget about it already. Distract your mind from the Khorban, think about the consolation. And that is why the Marshal writes in the Tshuva that even those Jews who have a custom not to eat meat and wine for the 17th day of Tammuz, they should stop that custom after the 9th of Av. Meaning for those who want to continue not to eat meat after the 9th of Av, it's not correct. But now's the time to eat meat again. Well, says the Yosef Oimetz, Va'ani HaKotan, I will bring a proof to the Marshal, not that the Marshal needs my substantiation, and that is based on an old custom. Now, this is an amazing custom, and it's no longer practiced, I don't think. But there was an ancient custom that women, from Mincha and on Tisha B'Av, they would wash their hair. And the old Zakenim, the original Zakenim, ordained this practice. Because since Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av, from Mincha and on, it's a time to celebrate. And just like we have to make a Zecher to the Chorban, one has to make a Zecher to the Goyel and to the Menachem, so that we don't give up hope from the Geula. So we see from here that the same way Avelos at the right time is proper, Avelos at the wrong time is improper. And just like we have to mourn before Tisha B'Av, we must be in a state of consolation after Tisha B'Av. And even though this is not really a great custom that women should bathe on Tisha B'Av, but certainly that's on Tisha B'Av itself. But after Tisha B'Av, where rechitza is mutter for nashim, even though it's after rechitza is permitted, certainly we have to remember the geula, we have to remember the nechama. And the Yosef Oimetz continues in Ois Tav Tav Tzadik Dalet. That is why we call the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av Shabbos Nachamu, after the Haftorah of this week, which is very unusual. When do we ever name a Shabbos based on the Haftorah? except for Shabbos Shuva. Says the Yosef Oimetz, Roy lehisanig boy Yoiser mi b'shar Shabbosos Hashana. It is worthy to enjoy this Shabbos more than any other Shabbos during the year. And likewise, says the Ibn Shva'ib, that it's a mitzvah to make this Shabbos a Yom Tif. You hear this? You should rejoice on this Shabbos more than any other Shabbos the whole year. And Ibn Shva'ib also writes, it's a mitzvah to make it like a Yom Tif. And that's an amazing thing, that this Shabbos should be the most joyous Shabbos of the year, has a status of a Yom Tif. What exactly are we celebrating? What are we enjoying? What is the Yom Tif quality? What are we commemorating? Imagine if after the Holocaust, you told someone, okay, your whole family was murdered, everyone was killed, but now you have to make a Yom Tif. Yom Tif, how could anybody celebrate? How could anybody rejoice? What room is there? What makom is there? What idea of Yom Tif is possible? And the Maharil likewise writes that Nachamu is the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av. Everyone should rejoice, and you should have bitachon in the nechama of the coming of the Goyal. What exactly are we having bitachon in? What is the nechama? What exactly is the consolation of Shabbos Nachamu? Yes, we know the Navi says, console, console. But imagine if somebody went into a shiva house where somebody lost a dear relative and someone just said, console, console. You throw them out. What do you mean console? We're mourning. We're in a very difficult, despondent state. What do you mean console? We know that not only is there the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, the Shabbos Nachamu, but 6 days after Tisha B'Av is also another important day on the Jewish calendar, the day of Tu B'Av, about which Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, there was no greater Yom Tov for the Jewish people like the 15th of Av and like Yom Kippur. And the Ritva says that on the 15th of Av, where we know the Meisei Midbar stopped dying, therefore, the minog is to make a suda on the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av that we celebrate Tu B'Av when? Shabbos Nachamu. Wow. We celebrate Tu B'Av on Shabbos Nachamu? Why would we celebrate Tu B'Av on Shabbos Nachamu? Shabbos Nachamu is the Shabbos of consolation in the aftermath of the Chorban. And Tu B'Av, the Gemara tells us various happy occasions that occurred. The Meisei Midbar stopped dying. The Shvatim were allowed to marry into each other. They allowed the Jews to be Oilei Regel. The Harugei Beitar were given Lekvura. But why now combine these unlikely partners? And we say, oh, we have something called Shabbos Nachamu. We have a different calendar date called Tu B'Av. Instead of celebrating the 15th of Av on the 15th of Av, we'll celebrate the 15th of Av on Tu B'Av. On Shabbos Nachamu. Why combine Tu B'Av with Shabbos Nachamu? And this is the question raised by Rabbi Yeruchim Olshin in the Yoreach Lamayadim. He says we have to understand, why are we noyeg to make a suda on the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Nachamu? Why celebrate Tu B'Av on Shabbos? So really, the first question is, what are we celebrating on Shabbos Nachamu? What's the Nechama? But now we're learning from the Ritva that you're supposed to celebrate Tu B'Av on Shabbos Nachamu. Since when do we celebrate a calendar date on Shabbos? Pesach is Pesach. We don't make it on Shabbos. Sukkot is Sukkot. We don't make it on Shabbos. We never take a miracle that occurred on a calendar date and somehow fuse it together, combine it with the Shabbos.
Shabbos HaGadol.
Shabbos HaGadol is the one exception. But okay, there are a number of reasons for that. One is that it's connected specifically to Shabbos. But here, you're taking a calendar date, and you're not celebrating it on the day that it happened. Meaning, on Tu B'Av, we don't say Tachnun because it's Tu B'Av. You say, no, but don't have the Suda then. Have the Suda on Shabbos Nachamu. What would the connection be between Tu B'Av and Shabbos Nachamu? And furthermore, don't say, well, Shabbos Nachamu is the Shabbos of Tu B'Av. Because very often it's not. Very often Tu B'Av comes out after Shabbos Nachamu. So it's not even accurate to say, well, we'll wait until the Shabbos of Tu B'Av. The Shabbos of Tu B'Av is not always Shabbos Nachamu. Sometimes it's the week after Shabbos Nachamu. Sometimes Shabbos Nachamu is a few days after Tisha B'Av, and Tu B'Av is the following week. So this all requires explanation, elucidation. Why are we... What is the consolation of Shabbos Nachamu? Why would we combine Tu B'Av, the Ritva says, with Shabbos Nachamu? And Shabbos Nachamu is not even the Shabbos of Tu B'Av. The Navi Yeshaya calls out, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Console, console my people. Well, what's the consolation? Here he's crying out, console, console. What is the consolation? The Sfasemis writes that the consolation for the Jewish people is always the Torah. The Torah is always the consolation for the Jewish people. V'divrei Torah him nichumim lo'olam l'bnei Yisrael. Kamasha kasa b'medrash nachamu nachamu ami b'Torah. Dechsiv anoichi anoichi hu menachem chem. The nechama is the anoichi anoichi. The Torah shebechsav Marav Rabbeis, I want to share with you a otherworldly idea. In Parshas Kisisa, we read it on the Tainus. Vayomer hinei anoichi kairis bris neged kol amecha esa niflois asher loy nivru v'chol haaretz v'chol agoyim. God says, behold, I'm going to seal a covenant. Opposite your people, I will do wonders that have never been created in the whole land and among all the nations. And all the nations of the world that will see that I am amidst you. So that God is saying, He's promising. Not only is God promising, He will make wonders the likes of which the world has never seen. God says, I'm going to seal a covenant with you to make miracles the likes of which the world has never seen. And the Ramban asks, how could God make a promise He's going to make miracles that have never been created? God never made miracles greater than the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what's the Ribbono Shel Olam talking about? What's God promising? That He's going to make miracles for the Jewish people the likes of which the world has never seen? God never performed miracles greater than the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what is this covenant? What is this promise? What is Hashem guaranteeing us? And Rabbi Yerucham Olshan, in a Sefer Yerech L'Mayadim, he brings from Rabbi Eliezer Man Shach, Rabbi Shach Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who offered an approach to answer the Ramban's question based on the immortal words of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who we like to quote very often. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur that anyone mishaya'ayin b'yichud in yonenu mamadenu ba'olam, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, anyone who studies the state of the Jewish people in this world, anachnu ha'uma, we the people, ha'goyla, the exiled people, sepizura, the scattered sheep, acher kol masha avar aleinu, after everything that has passed over us, mehatzarais, from the difficulties, from the tragedies, vehatmurais, alafim mehashanim, studying the state of Jewish history, that we've been pursued for thousands of years, vein uma ba'olam nerdefes kamayinu, no one has ever been pursued and hounded like us, marabim ayud sareinu, how great have been our enemies, ma'otzmu nasu roish hakamim aleinu minoreinu lashmideinu lakreinu lasharshenu, how awesome are those who have risen their heads to stand up, to destroy us, to uproot us because of their hatred and jealousy. And yet, where are we today? Avad Zichram, their memory is destroyed. Bat al Sivram, their reason is gone. You want to see the Holy Roman Empire? You could go to the British Museum, and in a glass case, you will see the handle of a mug that one of their governors once sipped coffee from, and their light shining down on that shard of pottery. That's the only relic of the Roman Empire. And we are alive and kicking and as strong as ever. We're devekim bashem kulanu chayim hayoim. What will the heretic say? How can the heretic not be utterly ashamed? Eich lo yevosh ha-koifer v'yamoy nichlam. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Hayad mikrasa kolela, you think it's coincidence? Chai nafshi, I swear, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Ki b'his boinin ibn afloy sela, when I contemplate this one, these wonders, God lo yetzli yoyser, it's much greater to me, mikol nisim in afloy sha'asa Hashem la'vayseinu b'mitzrayim, than any miracle God ever performed for the Jewish people in Egypt. And we like to say over, if this is what Rabbi Yaakov Emden would say about the miracle of Jewish existence 200 years ago in the 18th century, what would Rabbi Yaakov Emden say if he saw a Jewish community today? He would say, it's a miracle, Shein kol malach hu berio yachal l'shayar. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, v'chol masha orach ha-golos yoyser, the longer the golos lasts. Nisames ha-nes yoyser, the miracle is greater. You know, we always say, if only God would make a miracle for me, then I would get up an hour before Shacharis every day. If God would split the sea for me, I would be a tzaddik. Are you kidding me? Your ancestors who stood by the splitting sea, they said, if only God would make a big miracle for me, like the miracle of the Jews in 2022, that they've been around and they survived Inquisition, pogroms, Crusades, Holocaust. The Jews who left Egypt said, you know, if only we could see a real miracle like the Jews in 2022. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden is saying that in fact there is a miracle greater than the Exodus. That's the miracle of continued Jewish existence, the eternity of the Jewish people. Says Rabbi Shach, when God seals a covenant with Moshe that I will make miracles for you greater than any miracle the world had ever seen, it's referring to this miracle, the miracle of the eternity of the Jewish people. You know the famous essay that Mark Twain wrote where he says that after all the thousands of years there's no dulling of their parts, no slackening of their intellect, where he concludes, what is the secret of their immortality? Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the immortal state of the Jewish people is a greater miracle than the miracles of the Exodus. And therefore, says Rabbi Shach, when God made a covenant with the Jewish people that He will make miracles greater than the Exodus, it refers to this great miracle, the miracle of continued Jewish survival. However, points out Rabbi Shach, that Rabbi Yaakov Emden mentions and references another great miracle, greater than the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that is Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, while all the powers of antiquity, the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire, the Babylonian Empire, do you know any Babylonians today? Do you know any, do you ever meet a guy in the street and say, hey, I am the heir of the Babylonian Empire? No, they're gone. And says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, but we are Dveikim Bashem Kulanu Chaim Hayoim. We're not missing at all, not even one letter from our Sefer Torah. We're not even missing one letter. We're not even missing one Nekuda from our Torah. If a Balkoire would dare say Vayoymar instead of Vayoymer, he would be strangled to the floor. If a Bal Koire would run over a tipcha, or he would mispronounce a word, he would be attacked with rotten tomatoes if he mispronounced one tipcha. So while the powers of antiquity are relics of the past, we continually safeguard the minutia of our tradition. We don't even allow one nekuda to go lost. Our Torah is alive and thriving. Every day a new sefer is published about a new detail of the Torah. There are thousands of students delving into questions of a Tosfos on one line of Gemara. So aside from the great miracle of continued Jewish survival, there's another great miracle, and that is the eternity of the Torah HaKadosha. The fact that the Torah is the same Torah today as it was 3,300 years ago is also a greater miracle than the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And you know who else confirms this point? Rabbi Yonah Sinaibeshitz, in agreement with Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he says in the Aros Devash, that the primary suffering of Golos is the loss of Torah. Ve'ikur nechama seinu, our primary consolation, is that God has left us a remnant. Asher lo shachachnu zeh meshech zman rav mitzvoysa v'seirasai. The main consolation is that we have not forgotten throughout the thousands of years. We have not forgotten the Torah. We have not forgotten the mitzvahs. We have not forgotten the Dinei Derabbanan. We have not forgotten even a Chumrah. How much we have to praise Hashem, Al Neis Nifla Kazeh, that after being thrown from Yerushalayim to Bavel, to Persia, to Spain, to Portugal, to France, to England, to Poland, to Lithuania, to Russia, to Hungary, to the Ukraine, to the United States of America, we still open up the exact same Sefer Torah, and every single letter is there, and we still read, May Amos I Koyren Shema Ba'arvis, Mishosha Koyhanim Nechnosim Lecho B'Trumasan Ad Soif HaShmur Rishayna Divrei Rabbi Elazar. And if somebody would say, May, I think it's Rabbi Akiva, we would chop off his head. Uvechol Zois Loi Shachachnu Toiras Eloikeinu. What was the darkest day in the history of the Jewish people? The day that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Klal Yisrael, the day will come, V'haya ki simtsena oisai rois rabbis v'tzarois. There's going to be a day that you will befall you many challenges and painful experiences. But I promise you, says God, as dark as the Golos will be, va'ansa hashira hazois lefanav la'ed, this song, this Torah, will testify as a witness. Ki lo yisi shachach mipi zaroi. You could be burned at the stake. You could be in the fires of the Inquisition. You could be in the gas chambers, in the crematoria. You will never forget a word of the Torah. Rashi tells us in the Nevi'im, on the Pasuk, in Yeshaya, Parakhas V'chikisi L'Hashem, I hope to God, Hamaster Panav Mi Beis Yaakov, who hides his face from the house of Jacob, V'kivisi L'Hashem, I yearn for him. Hine, behold, Anoichi Ayv HaYiladim, and the children, Ashanasan Li Hashem, that God has given me, La'oisai Sulamayvsim, for signs and wonders. Rashi says, there was no darker day, there was no more despondent prophecy, like when Moshe Rabbeinu was told, I will hide my face from you on that day. But even on that day, God said that the Torah will be a testimony that it will never be forgotten. And what does it mean, Hinei Anoichi v'hayaladim? The Yaladim are the Talmidim. who are beloved like children, they are a monument and a testimony that the Torah will always be studied and remembered. Rav Aaron Cutler would point out that a yeshiva student, besides the great mitzvah that they're performing, besides that they ensure the Torah will not be forgotten, they are the monument, they are the testimony, they are the eidos, they are the eternal pillar that bespeaks that the Torah will never be forgotten from the Jewish people. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, greater than the miracle of the Exodus is the fact that the Torah has survived in every detail of its minutia throughout the Gullus. We're not missing one parash in the Torah. We're not missing one pasuk in the Torah. We're not missing one word of the Torah. We're not missing one letter. We're not missing a nekuda. We're not missing one din. That's a great miracle. How much we have to thank Hashem for that. How that shows us that even in the darkness of the Gullus, Ribbono Shel Olam is with us, says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. That's Iker Nechama Seinu. That is our great consolation. As the Sfas Emes says, the consolation of the Jewish people is Divrei Torah. Marv Rabbeisai, you think it's a coincidence that the first Shabbos after Tisha B'Av we read about Kabbalas HaTorah? No. Kabbalas HaTorah, the Torah, is the consolation for the Jewish people. That is the most appropriate Torah reading for the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av. Because yes, we've had many casualties over the years. We have had many tragedies. We recited 45 kinnis yesterday. We spoke about all the tragedies. Churban, Crusades, Haruge Malchus, burning of the Talmud. and their tragedies we didn't talk about. Pogroms, Inquisition. So what are we left with? Well, like we say in the Slichais, Hoyer HaKodesh V'HaMachoizos, Hoya L'Cherpa U'Levizos. The holy city, its districts, have been disgraced, shamed. L'chol Machmadeh, all her treasures, Tvuos U'Gnuzos. We have no Aron, we don't have no Urim Betumim. We don't have the Shechina, we don't have Ruach HaKodesh. We don't have nothing. Ve'ein Shiur Rak HaTorah Hazos. We do have one thing. We have the Torah, and that's our consolation. And the Nechama of Shabbos Nachamu is the Torah. And I would humbly suggest, you know, we always think, why is the Haftorah of Eschanan Nachamu? So we say, really, it has nothing to do with the Parsha, but because it's the first Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, we want to give consolation. So we read Nechama, just like Shabbos Shuva, Shuva Yisrael is not connected to the Parsha, it's connected to the time of the year. So Nachamu is not connected to Va'eschanan, it's connected to post-Tisha B'Av. But now we understand that Nachamu, Nachamu Ami is not only the perfect Haftorah post-Tisha B'Av, it's the most appropriate Haftorah for Va'eschanan. Because what is the Nachamu, Nachamu Ami? The Nechama is the Torah. So what could be a more appropriate Haftorah for the Parsha of Kabbalas HaTorah than Nachamu, Nachamu Ami? And what does this have to do with Tu B'Av? Why are we fusing together Tu B'Av with Shabbos Nachamu? Well, one of the primary sources of joy on Tu B'Av, the Gemara says in Tainus Lamed Aleph, Rabban, Rabbi Yosef, they both say that on Tu B'Av they stopped chopping wood for the Mizbeach. Why did they stop chopping wood? Because the sun begins to wane on Tu B'Av. You know, now it's really, we're in the dead of the summer, the dog days of August, it's really hot outside. The sun is really at a very direct angle right now. Unless you water your grass every day, the grass gets parched, it gets scorched. But from Tu B'Av and on, even though we say from September 21st, but really it starts Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av, the sun wanes. And because the sun wanes, they don't cut the wood anymore, because the wood is not going to be as dry. And if the sun is not beating down on the wood, it might be a little moist, and there might be some worms in the wood, and they won't be kosher for the ma'aracha. And therefore, we stop chopping the wood. And therefore, the Gemara says, they call this day Yom Tavar Magal, the day of the breaking of the sickle, because they broke the sickle. They don't have to chop wood anymore. Now, by the way, why is the sun not as strong? Because the daytime hours begin to diminish. And there are more nighttime hours. And when there's more nighttime, there's more time to learn. So what's the simcha of Tu B'Av? Says Rabbeinu Gershom, because the sun is weaker and there are less daytime hours, so there's more time to learn. And the more time to learn, it's a Yom Tif. Furthermore, says Rabbeinu Gershom, until Tu B'Av, they spent every day time chopping the wood, so they had less time to learn daily. But now, on Tu B'Av, they stopped chopping the wood, there's more time to learn during the day. More time to learn, it's a Yom Tif. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, the simcha of Tu B'Av is they stopped chopping wood. Aval oisa yoim pasku vasu Yom Tov. On that day they stopped and they made a Yom Tov. Shemikam el chayoyis kibetayra. They didn't have to chop wood anymore. They were able to learn more. Now how long did it take them to chop the wood? A minute? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? So you can make a Yom Tov because you have 10 extra minutes to learn? That's right. 10 extra minutes to learn is a cause of celebration. So says Rabbi Yerucham Olshan, if the simcha of Nachamu is the simcha of the eternity of the Torah, and the simcha of Tu B'Av is a simcha of increased zman lilmay Torah, so let's call it Tu B'Av and Shabbos Nachamu are the perfect shidduch, because they're really celebrating one singular concept, and that is the existence of the Torah, the ability to learn Torah, which is our greatest nechama, which is the source of the Nachamu Nachamu. The Yareach Lemayadim says, Ula arzois nira levayar, gamashakos of the haritva, that we make on Shabbos Nachamu the simcha of Tu B'Av. Because even though Tu B'Av is a Yom Tov Ne'atzmai, which is not connected to the Chorbin, but because Tu B'Av is the simcha of the Riboy HaTorah, so therefore they were koivea the simcha with the Necham of Shabbos Nachamu, because the Necham of Shabbos Nachamu is the simcha of the great miracle of the eternal existence of Torah Seinu HaKadosha. And now we understand, again, on a deeper level, why we're combining and fusing together Tu B'Av and Shabbos Nachamu. We understand what the consolation of Nachamu is. We are consoled with two things. We are consoled that we are still around, and that's a very great consolation, and that's a very great miracle. You know, I want to ask you a question. 70 years ago, what do you think would be more likely? You know, after liberation, my grandfather, for a very short time, was made the head of the Offenbach Library. You know the Offenbach Library? Offenbach Library, Hitler gathered all the Sfarim in Europe and the Sifrei Torah to one central depot. And he didn't want to destroy it because he wanted there to be a museum. Once upon a time, they were Yidden and they had these ancient books. Yeah? 70 years ago, what do you think would be more likely? That there would be a museum that there was something called Jews? Or that there would be a museum that there was something called Nazis? There would be a museum of Hitler's bunker. What do you think would be more likely 70 years ago? And today, we don't need a museum that there was something called Jews. Jewish life is as vibrant today as it was ever in our history. But if you go to Germany today, you could go to a museum of Hitler's bunker. Actually, it's not a museum. It's just a big house with a bunker. And they're still paying us money for the work that we did. Some people don't want to take it. I don't know. Better in our pocket than in their pocket. But it's a great miracle. Yes, it's very sad that we had to go through 3 weeks in order to get to this miracle. It would have been better we didn't need this miracle. It would be better we had a very smooth sailing. But the reality is that after 2,000 years of Golos, there's no nation that ever traversed such a long and bitter Golos without a homeland, without a language, and is still alive to tell the tale. And not only are you alive to tell the tale, we are the most influential nation in the world. So this is all part of the celebration of Shabbos Nachamu, and it's intertwined with the Simcha of the Torah, and therefore the appropriate Torah reading for the Shabbos is Kabbalas HaTorah. And that is the Nechama of Shabbos Nachamu, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Medrash tells us, that Hashem turns to the Goyim and He says, "You Goyim, you console the Jewish people." And we say to God, "No, no, 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 we don't want that." We say, "Hashem, Vatoymer Tzion Azavani Hashem, God, you forsook us. We don't want their consolation. We want your consolation." And therefore Hashem Himself consoles us, "Anoichi, Anoichi Umenachemchem." May we be zoicha to the great consolation we're all hoping for with the return of the Shechina, Letzion, B'mher v'yameinu, Amen.
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 Shkoyach,
Shkoyach, beautiful. Good to see everybody. We'll see you, Bezus Hashem, on, could join us, what's today, Monday? Could join us Wednesday?
Wednesday,
Friday. Yeah, Kol Tov, everyone, have a great day.
Rabbi,
hi Joe.
Live on Motzi Shabbos?
Yeah,
was that recorded?
It was live. Thank you for the message. It was live.
Yeah, you were terrific.
Thank you.
I listen to him all the time because I can't sleep usually. And you were one of them. And he had you on before Jason Greenblatt. What that is? You did a great job.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.